now only discussed identical case, but only one state case. But next we consider our state is tensor product case. Tensor product, n for the tensor product. And our hypothesis given as the n for the tensor product of rho or sigma. This is our hypothesis. And in this case, I consider treat state discrimination as follows. This case the error bounded by this value. But we should define this notation. This is Renyi entropy. Renyi entropy is defined by
S 乗がつくのか。S 乗とローの。
And if rho and sigma is commute, if rho and sigma commute, this value evaluation And it is known that as a Chernobyl lemma in classical case, it is known that this average, this sum of two error probability goes to zero exponentially. And then in this case, our main point is the exponential rate, exponential decreasing rate of sum of two error probabilities. This is main issue of state discrimination, exponential rate. And its exponential rate in the non-commutative case, we can evaluate this way form. This is my result. And in the commutative case, we obtain more good evaluation for any S. This is Lenny entropy. And this exponent is tight optimum in the classical case.
So there is an equal? Yes.
But this is not equal. We should take logarithm of this one equal to minimum of this one.
What you call Chernoff lemma? Is this one limit?
Limit of this one. You call it minimize of this value.
Within the parentheses there is this trace. What is within the parentheses logarithm of trace?
Trace of.
Okay, this one. Yes.
So I should cut up.
Minimum blah blah. Yes. Also minimized.
Yes. I forget.
Yes. Yeah.
This is known as
infimum. What is? Sorry, infimum.
Mum of this Lenny entropy. One and zero. This is S. This is inequality.
So the boundary holds for any S in the.
Yes.
In the.
Yes.
It is achieved only in the limit of infinite
copies. Yes, of course. Yeah.
And only for commuting state.
Only commuting, yes. This is a non-classical result.
But for non-commuting, it's not true.
It is open. Only prove this inequality for S equal 1/2. Other case is very, very difficult.
But for pure state,
you
obtain the correct position of this
equation. Of course. In pure state case, we can obtain this equation.
Which equation for pure state, sorry? The
last
one.
Pure
the last one. The Chernoff.
This holds
both for the commuting and for pure state.
Yes.
Also, non-commuting pure.
Non-commutative pure case hold this equation. You can easily calculate. Because we can easily calculate this value to pure state case. And then we can take limit this value. And also we can calculate this value. In this case, these two values equal coincidence. Then we can check this equation in pure state case. But non-commutative mixed case, this problem is open. This is very difficult. And I only obtain this equation, only S equal to half. And the derivation of this inequality a little tricky. Of course, as I said, the optimal t is this form rho tensor n minus sigma tensor n. だから sigma の the optimum t has a this form. This is obtained previous lemma. But in this case, we don't use this. In my proof of this inequality, I don't use this projection. We use this one, this square one. Apply substitute this operator in the P, then we evaluate this value, then we obtain this evaluation. Of course, fear state case is equivalent, but general case is not equivalent. But this hypothesis, this projection give a good evaluation, good performance, at least less than this value. And if rho and sigma is unitary equivalent, in this case, this minimization attained by S equal half. If rho and sigma unitary equivalent, and a mixed case, mixed state, for example, rho equal U sigma U dagger, U adjoint. In this case, this minimization attained by the parameter S equal to half. In such a case, this evaluation is very good. Its proof given in this manual.
What did you say? I missed your...
Okay.
In this case? Yes.
In this case, this minimization attained by S equals to this.
Ah, okay. So in this case...
Then this evaluation is very good in this case. The proof of this inequality written in here, and I'm wondering now I give a proof of this inequality or not.
I don't know. The problem is that if you skip all proofs after a while, I don't know if we can continue to understand.
I see.
The first proof was a very little lemma, we can do it. But without understanding the proof, it would be harder to understand.
Okay. I give a proof.
So you're giving the proof of bound of your bound.
Ah, yes. First, we consider this case. In this case, first we we focus this body. This is one Hermitian matrix, and this one is also Hermitian matrix. Because this matrix is commutative with this projection, because of the definition of this projection, then there is three matrices, but essentially there is two Hermitian matrix. Essentially two Hermitian. This is very important. Then this is positive. Also, this is negative matrix. This is negative Hermitian matrix. Because there is, this matrix, this is means collection of negative eigenvalue. Negative eigenvalue. Then this Hermitian matrix is negative. Then negative Hermitian matrix and positive Hermitian matrix, we obtain this inequality. This is the first step of our proof. Maybe in this book, tensile is not essential. Only the proof, if we prove this inequality, n equals 1 case, this is essential. But in this case, I don't skip tensile n. And this is the equation. This is trivial equation, and using this inequality, we obtain similar method we obtain. ないんだよな。あ、sorry、not so similar. A little different. Then I carefully discuss the difference of this part.
Something missing there. There is a plus in front of that trace. A third line from.
No, it's another equation.
Ah, this is a new equation, right?
This
okay.
is new
an equation. Fine. Okay.
And please carefully that the order of matrices. Here we put.Root row and this one, but currently the order is changed. This is a very crucial technique. And we obtain another part, and of course, this part also negative. Then this value less than the.Sorry, can I erase here?
Yes.
And then this one, this.Please carefully that currently I cannot decide this value is positive. Of course this is positive. Currently only using this one, we cannot decide this inequality. This is crucial of this problem. Only this form we cannot decide this inequality.This is very crucial because there is three matrices and these three matrices not commutative each other. Then this is very serious. But fortunately, we can use this term and this term. This is a very lucky case. Then we consider.Our problem is the sum of two error probabilities. Then we can evaluate. Because plus here say of course here is same two operators and opposite projections this error probability corresponds to this one and this error probability corresponds to this one. And taking sum up, to provide two values. This only sum of this one to sum this one, then equal to 1. In other words, then we obtain this equation. If only focus on the one part, we cannot conclude this inequality. But there is two value, this value and this value. There is two value, and we can sum of two values. The sum of two projections. For example, sum of this projection and this projection. The sum of two projections equal to identity. In this case, the order of these two matrix is very careful, essential. If we change this way, then we obtain another value, different order. In this case, we cannot use this trick. This is essential of this asymmetric treatment. I generalize this method to general S case, but it is impossible because, for example, we consider S and we in this case 1 minus S, but in this case maybe we obtain 1 minus S. But we use similar one, unfortunately we obtain これはどうなんだっけ、シグマがあれだから if in general case we obtain S and 1 minus S S 1 minus S then we cannot usethis method only use S equal to half cube, half. Of course, we use different parameters here and here, but in this case, projection, this projection is different. Then we cannot take this one.